I am joined with Emmy, Rihanna, Shelly, Summer and Zoe, and they are the voices behind a brand new girl group that you need to keep an eye on. It's EXO on the hit list, everyone!
Hello!
Girls, welcome to KMFM. Now, for anyone that is hearing of EXO for the first time, how would you describe your group in three words?
Well, we've been in the building for 10 minutes and the first word that's been thrown around is chaotic, so... That is normally how, chaos and fun and just being bold and just energy.
Oh, all the words.
Three. You can have one.
But that's all part of the chaos. It's like, I asked for three, have five.
Have five.
Yeah.
Five. Unapologetic. Throw that in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that one, yeah.
So I think the real question is, what's the origin story of EXO? How do you girls know each other? How has this come about?
We met in an audition back in August last year. So it feels like we've known each other for a while, but it has been quite a quick turnaround. Our management put us together. We sang, we danced for like 8 hours straight. It was crazy. And then at the end, it was weird. Like, they just put some chairs out and they were like, they started talking about the journey. And then we kind of had to double back because Wayne was like, they haven't actually told you that you've got the job yet. So we were kind of sat there like meeting all these people. Like, I didn't really know what's going on. But that was amazing. And then we all found out that we actually, through like the performing industry, would have either met in the next few months or already knew each other. Like, yeah. Summer and Emmy knew each other. They used to compete against each other.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we used to like, we were all in like the performing arts kind of industry. And when we were a lot younger, we used to do like dance competitions. And your school was in like Manchester and mine was in Liverpool. So... we were kind of familiar with each other.
A lot.
Yeah. Me and Shelly literally live 10 minutes down the road from each other, which is mental. Like, we were auditioning for the same musical, so we definitely would have. And Shelly and Emmy used to go...
We were in the same training company at that time as well. Apparently, we'd done partner work before.
We did. We did a little freestyle partner work together. We did.
You say apparently, did you not remember?
No.
Apparently.
No, you know what it is? I feel like when I'm in those situations, when I'm training slash, like, especially, like, that audition day, I, like, lock into, like, a delusional state that where I'm, like, just in a different body completely. Mm-hmm. So I have to just get it done.
Yeah, you're in the zone.
So the day that we did partner work, I must have been so focused that I just didn't know what was going on.
We did manifest it, though, because we met each other going in the doors on the way in and we both literally said, like, we're gonna be in the Scout Band. Like, we are the girl band. Like, let's go.
Wow.
And then we got to Korean together. Yeah. We were like, oh, my God.
So Rihanna spent the whole day together.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you guys literally got on straight away. Because that's a real part of it, isn't it? Is the, like, energy and the connection. Because you could dance, you can sing, and you can sound great together. But if you're not vibing, then that's really detrimental to it. And it probably won't work. Yeah. Well, it might for a little bit. But yeah, not for too long. So when you... auditioned, was it to be in a girl band?
It was
vague.
Yeah, well, the brief was so vague. It just sort of said, like, do you like the Pussycat Dolls, can you dance, can you sing,
are you like 16 and 19?
None
of us were that in summer.
Yeah, I was, but the rest, like,
I was 23.
Yeah.
But it was quite vague, wasn't it? It was like, are you between 16 to 19? Do you like the Pussycat Dolls? If so, come to this place at this time.
Wow.
And it was like, so we were there, but it was like a big casting agency when, like, we're holding the audition. So a lot of people were there, like, to be seen by them and wanted to be on their books and things. But everyone was just a bit like, what is this for? So then by the end of the day, and they were like, you're in a girl band. We were like,
what? Yeah, that must have been really surreal. How did you come up with the name? Because I feel like that's quite a key part. You've formed, you guys can sing, you can dance, you get along, which is great. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, we've got something really good here. What do we call us? Did you come up with it?
Yeah, well,
it was a nightmare.
Did we come up with it? It was more of like a suggestion at the very beginning. Someone suggested XOXO. And we were like, I mean, cute, but it's a bit too, like, Gossip Girl-y.
I was
like,
about to say it.
We grew up in that era and we were all obsessed with Gossip Girl. And we really wanted a name that... wouldn't remind anyone of anything but us, like, that we could make our own. So it took us months. We signed without a name, so we were just written down, Project Girl Band, which was really
confusing. I like it. It's mysterious.
And then one day, our manager was like, you have to come up with the name today. That's it. By the end of the name, whatever we have, that's what it is.
We were so picky. It just took us so long.
We were so stressed out.
Marked as well. We were sat in our manager's office for like 8 hours.
Yeah.
And I went, right, can we please have a dinner break and just get some food there? Because I'm losing the plot here. And then we went out, got some food, come back in. And then Libby, who works at our management, she was like,
guys, like, I know, like, we've already sort of been through this, but, like, what about if it was just X artists?
It's like 7 p.m. And, like, as well.
We were just like, yeah, I think. Yeah, that'll do.
Is it trademarked? No. What?
Yeah. And then we started freaking out. We were like, oh my god, EXO earrings, EXO bikinis, EXO on the tracksuits, like Juicy Couture, but like EXO instead. Mm-hmm. And we were like, it's gonna be sick.
In songs, it can be like doom, 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 EXO.
They've got it.
Just fell in place and we were like, yeah, this is a vibe.
Mm-hmm. There's a couple tags in there already in the ones that are out.
Yeah.
I've heard. There's been quite a sort of increase in bands. I've seen on Netflix, you've got Building the Band. And then didn't Simon Cowell do something where he was looking for a band?
I saw that on his Instagram.
So how is that? Do you find that intimidating? Does that sort of drive you even more?
Everyone loves to pin groups against each other. Like, there's only one spot for a group, but I think there's so much space in the industry for everyone to succeed and mm-hmm. everyone to do well. And, like, the beauty of making music is so creative, and everyone makes music for different ears. Like, some people will like what we make, but some people will prefer what Cat's Eye make. And that's the beauty of it, is you can make music and there can be... Everyone can enjoy everyone's stuff.
And we love it. We talk about it all the time. Like, we got lucky enough to see Cat's Eye a few weeks ago. Was it a few weeks ago?
Yeah. I'm so obsessed.
They were incredible. Like, it's motivating. Like, we enjoy listening to other girl bands that are out at the moment, because, like, we all bring something different to the table. So there's definitely space for all of us.
Like, back in the day, all of the bands were existing at the same time.
Yeah. Exactly.
That was the whole era. Like, that was the whole point of it. There was so many. So I think it's good that it's coming back. And
yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And there's a lot of girl bands, like, on the rise, and it's nice that it's all happening at the same time.
Yeah, I think what Zoe said about sort of bands being put up against each other, you're right. Like, it shouldn't be like that. And actually, you guys are different. You're bringing some, like, creative flair, something new to the mix. And that's amazing. I've got a bit of a game to play.
Yay!
We love games.
So you girls have your new EP coming out this Friday called Fashionably Late.
Yes.
So I thought we'd play a little game. I'm going to throw some situations to you and you've got to tell me if it's fashionably late or just late.
Okay,
so the first one is turning up to a party 30 minutes after it starts.
Fashionably late.
You could go later.
Even an hour.
An hour? What, tipping part 2 hours?
I think, actually, that's just late. Because I think 30 minutes is not late enough. Like, at that point, people are still piling in. You need to be later than that.
An hour is still fashionably late. I'd say an hour and a half is still fashionably late.
Yeah. No, I think you need to be later than that. You don't want to get there when, like, people are, like, just getting into the groove. Mm. Like, you want to get there when the party's going.
Yeah. Like, something more dramatic about that.
It's like the party starts at 10, you get there at, like, 12:30.
Yeah, exactly.
Popping off.
So I think that's just late.
Posting your holiday pictures 3 weeks after you get home. Fashionably late or just late?
Charlie.
That's me.
That's me. No, but not even 3 weeks, like a year later.
Yeah.
That is
No, I'm sorry, Charlie. That's just late.
That's honestly just late.
As real friends.
Yeah. On the day for after the shows, it's her real friends dump.
Yeah, I posted my lovesick post the day that Real Friends was coming out. And I didn't clock until Zoe posted her Real Friends 30 minutes after me, so that's just late. But that's just anxiety. I hate social media.
So for anyone listening, Love Sick is one of your first singles?
Yes.
And then Real Friends is your latest and current single.
And it took me about a month to curate
you
that
stuff. The EP one ready.
Yeah.
Drafted up.
Better late than never, Charlie. Arriving late to an interview, but then you've got a coffee for everyone.
Oh, we wouldn't do that.
That's late, but not interviews.
That's just late.
That's my love language, that.
If someone early is on time. On time is late and late is fired.
Yes, that's true. I hate when it's professional things like work, I hate being late. Because I love my mum, but she's always
shout
late.
Out.
So I shout out to my mum.
I love my mum.
My mum, beautiful Kenyan woman, always late. So it gives me anxiety. Being late to, like, work, can't do that. Late. Yeah. That's just late. Yeah.
Okay, and then my last one is forgetting someone's birthday, but then posting a tribute the next day.
That is late.
That is so bad.
Your Becca's just not doing it.
I know. It's on Facebook, you know, when it comes up with their birthday and you say it the day after and they're like, Facebook will.
Yeah, but it literally gives you a notification as well.
No, that's just late.
Late, late, late.
So that leads me on to asking what actually actually inspired the name of the new EP, Fashionably Late?
It was like thrown into the mix, wasn't it? We had like a bit of a tally going on. And we were like choosing which names we liked the most.
A WhatsApp poll.
A WhatsApp poll.
Yeah, you girls really have to do polls.
Yeah, you did. I think when we began, we had a rough timeline and it was meant to come out slightly earlier.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
I think that's the music industry in a nutshell, isn't it? To be honest. Mm-hmm. Everything's late. That's just the way it rolls.
Yeah, but just make it fashionable.
Exactly.
Yeah, no one knows.
So it's out on Friday. What should listeners, probably anyone listening right now to KMFM, this might be the first time they're hearing of EXO. What should we expect?
It's fun.
It's so, vibes on vibes, and it's just the start.
It's like the pre-drinks with your best mates. Like, it's such, like, I don't know.
And there's such a journey in the music as well. It's like a small evolution of like, we've only been together like just over a year, but in that time, the music's had like loads of different avenues it's been down and it's kind of like evolved. So there is like a little small journey of the first snippet of us being together. And this one's like really sentimental to us. So, but like Zoe said, it's just the beginning. It's the first step in our long journey. So yeah, we're so excited for everyone.
Even my Love Sick to Real Friends, it's like,
I know,
it's so different. I think it's quite hard to think what's going to come next because they're so, obviously Ponytail's out as well. Ponytail, Love Sick, Real Friends, like they're not necessarily exactly the same vibe. So I think expect the unexpected.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I saw that, was it Charlie XCX co-wrote Real Friends?
Yeah. Yes.
How was that experience like?
It was surreal. It was crazy. When we first heard the song, we were like, what?
Like, it's her voice on the demo.
That's Charlie. Huh? And then they were saying, like, there's a couple of lyrics in there that was a bit like American, like it was like House on the Hills and things like that. So we rewrote it and then recorded it. And it was just, I don't know, it just doesn't feel that real. Yeah. When we went to a writing camp in, was it May?
June,
somewhere around then.
At some point this year. amongst the chaos, we were speaking to a couple of writers there and they were saying like they'd heard the song and the demo and it had been like floating around for quite a bit and we were like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Now, like, you put our name on it and we put the EXO spin on it. I don't know, it's crazy.
It's a blessing. I feel like this whole year has been just a year of blessings. A lot of like chaos because it's just gone by like so quickly. So we're still processing like all of the blessings. But honestly, it's just been like a year of blessings.
So when did you do your first live performance and stuff like that? Because you're really new to this, but you don't seem like you are, which is wild to me. You're doing really well.
Thank you. I think it's, I think it's thankfully, we all come from like the training background, so we all have like different strengths. So, like, again, it's just a blessing that we're in a girl band because if like I need help with anything, like Emmy's here, Zoe's here, Rihanna's here.
Summer's not here.
Summer's out the room. But yeah, so like that definitely is an advantage that we have. So I honestly feel like we've been waiting for this like our whole lives. But like officially, we did audition performance for the label, but that was just like a small room of people. And then we started like our school's tour experience. When we did school's tour in May.
First one was in May.
Yeah.
Started in Birmingham.
Which was amazing. It was kind of like a little like R&D experience for us because we got to like perform for the first time in front of like an audience together. So we were like sorting that out, like figuring out who was better at like speaking, who was better at like interacting. And then it was great as well because we had like feedback from the kids and we got to meet them in person. And then
I can imagine that could be brutal. Probably not with you girls.
Honestly, like we were shaking in our boots. It was scary. But especially at 8:30 AM it was scary.
Even the ones that didn't like it, they were like, it's not my cup of tea, but you like you're good.
I
listen to pop music. I don't like pop music. Like, okay, so I like pop music.
He was like, it's really good though.
Children are very honest. But it was amazing to like have that as like the first experience. And then we just did our headline tour like 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm.
And you're going on tour again?
Come on.
Next May.
Next May. He said, I'm not coming. I'll come to the one in Manchester. I heard that's a good night out.
I thought Zoe was about to cancel the whole tour on KMFM right then. The nearest place for someone in Kent listening right now to see you would be the O2 Academy in Islington. Is that correct?
Shout out Islington.
Shout out.
How are we feeling about that?
I'm so excited. We should start it now.
It's just going to be so excited.
Yep. Yeah.
Can't wait.
Fashionably late for.
I was actually about to ask what is next for you, for EXO, but I think you've pretty much answered it there.
Yeah, pyro. That's what I'm heading to.
We're leveling up. Peak. We were fuming we couldn't have them at this show.
You're like, the bigger, the better, please. Mm-hmm. So we're pretty much wrapping things up, gals. Thank you so much for joining me at KMFM today and coming all the way down.
Thanks for having us. Mwah.